Romeo and Juliet. Romeo is a handsome young man. He lives in Verona, Italy. One day, his best friend Benvolio suggests a bit of mischief. There is a costume party at Mr. Capulet's house tonight, Benvolio says. Let's go. We can't, Romeo says. We are members of the Montague family. The Capulets are our enemies. Don't worry, Benvolio says. It's a costume party. We can wear masks. Nobody will recognize us. Okay, let's go, Romeo says. Romeo and Benvolio sneak into the party at Mr. Capulet's house. They are wearing masks. Nobody recognizes them. It is a wonderful party. There is lots of food. Everyone is wearing brightly colored costumes. The younger people are dancing. The older people are laughing and telling jokes. Benvolio is having a good time, but Romeo is nervous. This is dangerous, Romeo says. I'm worried. We might get caught. Ah, just relax, Benvolio says. Everything will be okay. Mr. Capulet's daughter, Juliet, is dancing at the party. She is wearing a lovely dress. She looks beautiful. Romeo falls in love with her at first sight. Oh, she is so gorgeous, Romeo says. I must meet her. Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, recognizes Romeo. He is very angry. He tells Mr. Capulet about the intrusion. That masked guy is a Montague, he says. Let's kill him right now. Calm down, Mr. Capulet says. Let it go. Don't ruin my party. Romeo approaches Juliet. They dance together. You are very pretty, Romeo says. May I have a kiss? Let's make a deal, Juliet says. I will stand very still. You may give me one little kiss. I guess I don't mind. Romeo kisses Juliet. Juliet smiles. Her heart beats heavily. Thanks, she says. I should return the favor. Juliet kisses Romeo. Romeo's face turns red. He feels dizzy. Benvolio suddenly interrupts them. Come on, Romeo, time to go. That night, Juliet goes out on her balcony. She stares up at the stars. She is very excited. She cannot stop thinking about Romeo. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, she says. Where are you, my Romeo? Romeo is hiding underneath the balcony. Psst, Juliet, he says. Look down here. Oh, no, Juliet says. What are you doing here? You are in danger. Our fathers are enemies. My father might find you. He might kill you. You have to go. Romeo climbs into the balcony. I can't go, he says. I love you. I want to marry you. I love you too, Juliet says. But I can't marry a Montague. My father won't allow it. We can get married in secret, Romeo says. I will make the arrangements. Meet me at the church tomorrow. Are you sure you love me? Juliet asks. I'm positive, Romeo says. Juliet gives Romeo a big kiss. Okay, she says. I'll do it. The next day, Juliet climbs out of her window. She jumps to the ground. She sneaks out of her yard. She tries to be very quiet. I hope my father won't catch me, she says. He would be very angry. She hurries to the church. Romeo is waiting for her. He is very happy to see her. He gives her some red roses. "You made it," he says. "Are you ready?" "I sure am," Juliet replies. A priest performs the wedding ceremony. "Romeo, do you want to be Juliet's husband?" the priest asks. Romeo looks in Juliet's eyes. "I do," he says. "Juliet, do you want to be Romeo's wife?" A tear rolls down Juliet's cheek. "I do," she says. "Okay then," the priest says. "Let it be. I now pronounce you husband and wife. Romeo, you may kiss the bride." Romeo gives Juliet a big kiss. Juliet smiles. She feels very happy. Romeo and Juliet walk out of the church. They are holding hands. "Juliet, you must go home now," Romeo says. "You must pack your things. Wait for me on the balcony. I will come for you this evening. Be careful. Don't tell anyone about the wedding." "But I don't want to leave you," Juliet says. "I want to stay with you forever." "Don't worry," Romeo says. "I'll hurry. It won't take long." Juliet hurries home. Romeo waves goodbye. He hears someone calling him. "Hey, Romeo!" It's Benvolio. Romeo is happy to see him. "Benvolio, I have some good news to tell you," Romeo says. "Juliet and I are..." Benvolio interrupts. "I have news for you too," he says. "Juliet's cousin Tybalt is looking for you. He saw you at the party. He wants to kill you. You have to be careful. He's the best swordsman in the city." Suddenly, Romeo hears a voice. "Romeo!" It is Tybalt. He runs toward Romeo and Benvolio. "I saw you at the party," Tybalt says. "You insulted my family. Now you will pay." He draws his sword. It is long and sharp. Romeo smiles. "Tybalt, I don't want to fight you," he says. "We are relatives now. Juliet is my..." "Relatives?" Tybalt asks. "Ha! I am a Capulet. You are a dirty Montague dog. Draw your sword." Benvolio becomes very angry. "Dirty Montague dog, eh? I will teach you a lesson." He draws his sword. "No, Benvolio," Romeo says. But Benvolio and Tybalt start fighting. Tybalt stabs Benvolio in the stomach. He is covered in blood. He dies. Romeo is very angry. He draws his sword and runs toward Tybalt. Tybalt tries to duck out of the way, but he trips on a rock and falls on Romeo's sword. He dies. Romeo inspects Tybalt's body. "He's dead," Romeo says. "I have to get out of here." Juliet is waiting for Romeo in her bedroom. "Where can he be?" she wonders. There is a knock on the door. It is Juliet's mother. "Juliet, I have some bad news," she says. "Your cousin Tybalt is dead. He was murdered." "Oh no," Juliet says. "Who murdered him?" "A young man named Romeo Montague," Mrs. Capulet replies. Juliet is very upset. "Oh no," she says. "This can't be true." She bursts into tears. "Don't cry, honey," Mrs. Capulet says. "I have some good news too. You are going to be a bride. Your father has made all the arrangements. You will marry a young nobleman. His name is Paris. The wedding is tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Mother, I can't, Juliet says. I'm all ready.
Oh, hush, Mrs. Capulet says. You can't refuse. You must obey your father. Prepare yourself. She leaves the room.
What a mess, Juliet says. What am I going to do?
Juliet sneaks out of her house. She goes back to the church. She talks to the priest.
Do you know where Romeo is? She asks.
He is in Mantua, the priest says. He is not allowed to return to Verona.
What can I do? Juliet asks. I cannot stay at my house. My father wants me to marry Paris tomorrow.
Don't worry, the priest says. I have a plan. He gives Juliet a small glass bottle. This is a magic potion, the priest says. Drink it tonight. You will fall into a deep sleep. Your family will think you are dead. They will put you in your family tomb outside of Verona. You will wake up inside the tomb.
What about Romeo? Juliet asks.
I will write him a letter, the priest says. I will explain the plan. He will meet you in the tomb.
Okay, I'll do it, Juliet says.
Juliet goes home. She looks at the glass bottle. I hope this works, she says. She drinks the potion. She feels dizzy. She falls into a deep sleep. Juliet's parents find Juliet the next morning.
Oh no, she's dead,
Mrs. Capulet says. She screams and cries.
It's all my fault, Mr. Capulet says.
He buries his head in his hands. They take Juliet's body to the Capulet family tomb later that day. Romeo's servant, Balthazar, hears about Juliet's death. He rushes to Mantua right away. He finds Romeo.
Romeo, I have terrible news, Balthazar says. Your wife, Juliet, is dead. She died this morning. Her parents put her body in the Capulet family tomb.
Romeo is extremely upset. He falls to his knees.
It can't be true, he says. I must see her body right away.
He rushes to the Capulet family tomb. It is very dark inside the tomb. Romeo lights a torch. The tomb is filled with spider webs. Romeo sees Juliet. She is sleeping. But Romeo thinks she's dead. He wails in horror.
Oh, my sweet wife, he says. I cannot live without you.
He takes a bottle of poison out of his pocket. He drinks it. He dies. Minutes later, Juliet wakes up. She sees Romeo's body. She finds the poison.
Oh, Romeo, she screams. What have you done?
Juliet is sick with grief.
My Romeo is dead, she wails. What will I do without him?
She tries to drink some poison, but the bottle is empty.
You were very greedy, my love, she says. You drank all of the poison yourself.
Juliet finds Romeo's dagger. She shivers with terror. She takes a deep breath.
I'll see you soon, my husband, she says.
She plunges the dagger into her chest. She dies in Romeo's arms. Romeo and Juliet's bodies are discovered the next day. Their parents go to the tomb. They are puzzled. The priest explains everything. Mr. Capulet and Mr. Montague feel very bad.
This tragedy is our fault, Mr. Capulet says. We should make peace. Agree, Mr. Montague says. Our children loved each other very much. Let's build a statue in their honor. We can put it in the center of town. That way, their love will live forever.